This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. A scary scene at Oshkosh West High School yesterday morning as police raced to the school. Police say the incident involved a single student and was taken care of quickly. Other than that, few details being released to us. You may remember it was December of 2019, a West High School student attacked a school police officer. That teen expected to go on trial later this year. By a 6-1 vote, the Oshkosh Common Council has voted to lower the fine for first-time pot possession to only $75. The council Tuesday night spent very little time discussing before they voted to lower the fine. Police and city officials say it does not mean that the city has decriminalized marijuana. It would not be a newsworthy without a COVID-19 update. The latest from the Fox Valley hospitals is that there's only one ICU bed available today among the 13 hospitals. Here in Winnebago County, only 51% of people have been vaccinated as of today. Page 2, you may have seen Senator Ron Johnson grilling the Secretary of State about Afghanistan earlier this week. And now the senator has taken to Twitter. He says, "This administration is detached from reality. From the crisis at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, President Biden is the root cause. His failures are the result of his delusional beliefs." We should find out soon whether Senator Ron Johnson will try for a third term in Washington. For years, there's been a running joke here in Oshkosh that the Oshkosh Northwestern used to print two things at their location in downtown Oshkosh. A newspaper, of course, and then money as well. Well, after all these years, the beautiful Oshkosh Northwestern building is going to go on to the auction block. The Northwestern has moved much of their operation out of Oshkosh over the last few years. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce has set November 1st for their annual meeting. If your business is celebrating an anniversary, contact the chamber. We'd love to recognize you that night. This just in, it looks like the Boatworks property here in Oshkosh will be the site of affordable apartments. That decision made by the City Redevelopment Planning Commission last night. And turning to sports, as a friend told me yesterday, the only difference between the Packers' defense in 2021 under Joe Barry and the Mike Pettine defense of 2020 is that this defense is probably worse. Well, the Packers try to bounce back on Monday night at Lambeau Field. They'll take on Detroit. Go Pack, go. Hey, we're back on Tuesday with another edition of Newsworthy here on the Chamber website.